CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Supreme Court on Friday takes up the TikTok matter.
Over several hours in an extremely rare Friday sitting of the Supreme Court, the justices will hear arguments over the law requiring TikTok's China-based owner to sell the app by January 19th. The company says the law violates the First Amendment rights of the firm and millions of TikTok users. But backers of the law say it's focused on the national security risks posed by an app under Chinese control. They say TikTok could be used as a surveillance and propaganda tool.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. On Thursday, the High Court turned thumbs down on President-elect Trump's bid to quash Friday's sentencing in the hush money business fraud case. A ninth wildfire erupted in Los Angeles, but a suspected arsonist is being interrogated in that one. Officials reported two deaths in the blaze that devastated the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, where more than 5,300 structures destroyed. This is ABC News. A judge in Waukesha, Wisconsin, approved a conditional release for Morgan Geiser, one of two participants in the Slender Man stabbing in 2014. Geiser, then 12, and Anissa Weir stabbed a playmate 19 times, nearly killing her. Weir has been on conditional release since 2021. A release plan will be developed for Geiser. Conservation, including that of human energy, is on display at the annual Consumer Electronics Convention, or CES, in Las Vegas.
John Deere's unveiled a fleet of fully autonomous, remote-controlled, heavy equipment, including a tractor that a farmer has been testing on his Northern California farm. He grows almonds, walnuts, and pistachios. The tractor sprays pesticides and fertilizer to protect the trees. Kubota is showcasing its AI technology that detects diseases in crops and sprays where pests have been identified. Company leaders are highlighting the effects of climate change and labor shortages on farmers.
Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. The forecast calls for mostly sunny skies and a high of 39. So what are the fans like at Lincoln Financial Field? I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney, who's played there several times when he was with the Giants.
It's a tough environment. It's loud. Obviously, the fans are like super rowdy. No, they got a good fan base. You know, they got fans that go hard for their team, and which they should. Yeah, it's a good environment for sure.
Basketball, the Badgers host Minnesota tonight. The Bucks are in Orlando against the Magic. Doc Rivers says when he brings in A.J. Green, it's not only for the three-point shot, but defense as well.
When we bring him in, we're bringing in another defensive player. We look at that, and I don't know if the other teams realize that. He is a terrific defensive player. He's competitive. He's tough, and he takes the right shot. So he's been fantastic for us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, some flurries and light snow, plenty of clouds, lows in the upper teens as our winds become northwest. On Friday, look for some flurries around, partly sunny skies. Afternoon highs will reach the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. Right now, it's 28.
Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight. This weekend, we welcome brand new band Take Back the Sun, and Terry chats with Aaron Schulke about Wisconsin polka. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, the great Dean Obidala, my colleague and buddy, host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and right here on SiriusXM Progress 127. He's got an extraordinary daily or regular newsletter. It's called the Dean's Report, deanobidala.substack.com, or just go over to substack.com and plug in Dean's Report, and it'll come right up for you. He's also over on Blue Sky as Dean Obidala on, dot BSKY, all that other stuff. Dean, first of all, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
You have a novel legal theory about why Donald Trump can't become president. I have a novel legal theory about this, the release of this Jack Smith report. And
okay.
And you're the attorney, and I'm not. Yeah, thank you. Let me run mine by you, and then you can run yours by me.
It's your show. Whatever you want to do.
And by the way, who do you think is more pissed off about Obama and Trump yucking it up this morning? The racists who are freaking out over on X, or Democrats?
It's hard to say, but Obama looked like the guy on the airplane when someone gets sat next to them and they won't stop talking, and Obama's like rolling his eyes and just trying to be nice the whole time.
Yeah.
So that was good. I saw Trump had more makeup on than I've seen men in a drag show have on.
Yeah.
He had a lot of makeup.
There's
something wrong with him, by the way. He looked awful at his press conference. I'm not making light of this either. I don't wish ill for anybody. I really don't. I despise the guy. He didn't look well at his press conference. They put extra makeup on. That's a lot. That is covering up some kind of condition. Not
that's
sure what, but there's something wrong.
Well, he is getting old, and he is
he's quite out of
shape, and his diet sucks. So, anyhow, here's my theory. The law says that if a federal judge says you can't do something, you can't do that until an appeals court says yes, you can, and the Supreme Court, weighs in and all that kind of stuff. I'm correct about that, right?
Sure. The law says if there's an injunction or any kind of court order,
right,
you cannot take it on yourself to overturn it.
So Aileen Cannon has said to Joe Biden and, Merrick Garland, specifically to Merrick Garland, but, inferentially to Joe Biden, you may not release this report. And that's the law, buddy. But doesn't the law now also say, as a result of the Supreme Court creating law last year, doesn't the law now also say that presidents can do whatever they want, even if it breaks the law?
Well, they're doing it. There are three different buckets, right, in the Supreme Court decision. One is if it's a power enumerated in the Supreme Court, which in the Constitution, which means just laid out in writing, like the pardon power, absolute immunity. You can literally sell pardons on eBay. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not. That's the law now. So that's what they said. Anything enumerated, so your commander in chief, you can sell it. Then there's the middle bucket, which are official actions. They have a presumption of immunity. It could be arguably overturned, but there's a presumption that there's immunity. And then the third one is personal actions. You're just doing things for your fun, for having, you know, little giggles and stuff like that. That one's going to get no protection at all.
Right.
But the way it's just an amorphous, it's a mess, right? Joe Biden's taking official actions. I'm releasing this report because I think it's national security and that America sees it. That's like the highest level. You're getting into something that's just about enumerated in the Constitution.
Yeah, I see two scenarios. Scenarios. One, mm-hmm. Biden walks the thing down to the White House press office and says, here, guys, and then says, right. You know, to Aileen Cannon, go ahead and sue me. I have the right to break the law. Just ask, you know, Clarence Thomas. Or B, Merrick Garland walks it down there and hands it to the press and then says, I guess I just broke the law. And Biden pardons him.
First of all, Merrick Garland's never going to do that. Merrick Garland is.
Oh, I know. You and I both know he's too much of a wimp.
Right. Right. Like he is. We need accountability for Merrick Garland at this point. That's, you know, where we're at.
I'm with you.
The other point, if Joe Biden, like if you play this out, really, no joking, if Joe Biden were to violate a court order and say, I am doing this for an official action and just articulate it in some way with legal counsel that gives it the cloak of an important action consistent with the Constitution, then yeah, but he is still in violation of a court order. He has violated a court order. And then I imagine somebody like Trump's DOJ would try to hold him accountable.
Yeah.
Then the defense would be, but hey, I've got this defense. But it's not like, okay, here's a motion, we're all done. It's going to go back and forth and drag out over time. And I don't think Joe Biden at this point in his career is sort of in the twilight, to be honest. Wants to deal with that, but that's the lead. Yeah, that's the real world.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Also, the Supreme Court essentially said,
"Don't do it. I'm going to do it. Give us the report."
Right.
Biden, last act, give us the report. Who cares what they're going to do?
Yeah.
I'm just giving you. If I was his lawyer, I'd tell him this is the real world impact of you. What do I want to do? Exactly what you're saying, Tom. Give us the report.
Yeah. Amen. And also the Supreme Court essentially said, you know, we'll tell you what an official act is. You have to bring these things back to us. And so they could rule against Joe Biden and for Donald Trump for the exact same thing if they chose to. But OK, let's get to your theory here, Dean. Your theory rests on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which I've had no shortage of phone calls about, you know, ever since Trump was elected, and with which I agree. I believe he's in violation of the Constitution, a naked violation of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that part of the Constitution is self-executing. I don't believe it requires Section 5. I think that really was written for Sections 1 and 2. Because phrases like, you know, due process are fairly ambiguous or could be, you know, ambiguous, but or equal protection under the law. But you are arguing that even by the standards that the Supreme Court has set that would prevent the 14th Amendment from being used, it could still be used. Tell us how.
Look, first of all, Donald Trump's going to be sworn in on January 20th. We all must accept that. Nothing after the certification of his win. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
But here's the reality. There is nobody listening here who doubts Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection. And you're not making that up. The Supreme Court of Colorado ruled that. They affirmed a trial court decision in Colorado, which went through a great analysis, a trial with experts testifying what was an insurrection as contemplated by the 14th Amendment, Section 3. Got it. Check mark. We also had New Mexico for another person, same thing. It's definitely an insurrection. Did Donald Trump engage in it? Of course he did. He was the insurrection. The January 6th report said the central cause of the January 6th attack was one person, Donald J. Trump. There's no disputing it. Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection. He should be barred the same way as if Donald Trump was 25 years old and born in another country and people really liked him and they voted for him and he won. He still will be an illegitimate president when he's sworn in on January 20th. And I had John Boniface on from Free Speech for the People. He's a constitutional law expert. And we talked about this. That's his view as well. It's not me making this stuff up. As a legal matter, the only way to challenge it is going to be someone going to court to challenge Donald Trump's decisions. Because arguably, if he's illegitimate, his decisions are invalid. Now, will any court really rule that? I doubt in this world that they will do it. Going up to the Supreme Court, we know that is corrupt. But that's the real world. That's what we're arguing. But I really urge my fellow Democrats, Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. Say that nonstop. Say it to your Trump friends, because legally you have a good argument. Second, Trump deserves it politically because he tried to delegitimize Barack Obama with a racist birther campaign and Joe Biden with the election lies, the big lie. So he deserves the payback now. He's an illegitimate president. We should keep saying it. Democrats should be saying it. It would be driving Donald Trump crazy. Instead, Democrats are saying nothing or let's find common ground. I don't know what happened to the Democratic Party that we saw before November 5th. They kind of gone now.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. There's some good. There's some out there that are fighters. And the tone has changed so much, Tom, that my listeners, we're all befuddled. Like,
yeah.
Were you misleading us when you said the guy was a fascist and was a threat to our republic? Because we thought he was, too. Now you're silent and you're not using that same
language. I know. I've been saying the same thing about, you know, where's Kamala Harris and, you know, where's everybody else?
Where's everybody? What is going on? It's not a joke. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I don't think the leaders realize they're hurting their own credibility in the long term with our base. Because next thing they say, we go, well, they're not really going to fight on it. So why should we emotionally invest in it?
Yeah.
Why should we work and make phone calls and knock on doors and stuff?
I would add, by the way, and I, you know, I got this from your newsletter, from the Dean's Report.
It's a very good newsletter.
That,
it's free.
You know, basically the Supreme Court said that the reason that Trump can't be kept off the ballot and and can't be kept out of the White House is because Congress never passed legislation acknowledging or certifying, or whatever the appropriate legal term is, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And, you know, the you can't serve if you engage in insurrection. But you point out that the article of impeachment, which was approved 232 to 197 by the House of Representatives and voted by 57 senators in the Senate, passed both houses, although, you know, it didn't pass the Senate because it was filibustered. That vote explicitly said he engaged in insurrection and even references the 14th Amendment. So is there not a legal basis for preventing him from becoming president?
I think there's a good faith argument you can make to that effect. And that because what the Supreme Court said in the decision with the Colorado cases, they said Congress needs to act. States, they did not, the U.S. Supreme Court, controlled by Republicans, did not say Colorado was wrong, that it was not an insurrection January 6th and that Donald Trump did not engage in it. They didn't get into that discussion because they knew it was not going to go well. So what they said is states can enforce Section 3 when it comes to federal office holders. Only Congress can. If they didn't say Congress got to pass this express statute, they said Congress has to act. Well, my point, my argument is Congress did act. They passed the impeachment resolution, which is called incitement of an insurrection. It cites Section 3 of the 14th Amendment disqualifying. It passed the House. That same resolution was the basis of the impeachment vote in the Senate. 57 senators voted for that. You needed two-thirds to convict him, but a majority already did. My argument is, hey, Congress acted. The House and the Senate both voted. Donald Trump, and he incited, that was the word they used, an insurrection. And Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is cited right there. And it, one of the remedies they asked for is banning Trump from office. Now, I think this is a good faith argument. No one's going to take it up. We got a week that he's sworn in. But it's frustrating because Democrats should be making these arguments. That's our point.
Yeah.
It's my point, your point, listeners' point. Make the arguments. Don't lay down like the lamb to the slaughter. I don't. It's beyond me. So, look, the Democratic base, we're going to have to be the leaders going forward. At the end of the day, the leadership's going to have to listen to us, and they're going to have to fight harder if they want our support. That's what I think it comes down to.
Yeah, I'm with you. Grow a spine.
Yeah, come on.
Dean Obidala, you can hear him on SiriusXM Progress Channel 127 every night from 6 to 9 p.m. You can find his brilliant news. It's free, by the way. You sign up for it.
Free.
Dean's report over at Substack.com. Dean, thanks a lot. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Always great.
Take care, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
It is 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Bernie Sanders just lit out on Elon Musk over on Fox. I'll tell you about that right after the break.
Peace.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Forgot its name. Unions broken, wages bled, dreams of millions left for dead. The billionaires keep stacking gold while working hands are bought and sold. But now we stand, the choice is clear. Do we fight or disappear? Neoliberalism's death grip tight, or a new deal rising in the night. Will we bow?
Welcome back. Bernie Sanders just, well, this is kind of faded out of the news over the last couple of days, this little mini war or kerfuffle or whatever it was between the billionaires, the tech billionaires, the tech bros, principally represented by Elon Musk, and the millionaire Republican reactionary, well, principally represented by Steve Bannon, and around the H-1B visas. You know, you'll recall when Trump was president last time, he said we need to get rid of H-1B visas, that they're just used to replace American labor with foreign labor that works for less money, which is true, by the way. And but Trump hires people on B-2 visas because in his hotels, he's always thought it was very sophisticated to have people with accents serving you your drink or serving you your lunch. So if you go to Mar-a-Lago or you go to one of the big Trump hotels, the people that you interact with, by and large, are going to be Europeans. They're going to be white Europeans who speak with an accent, which is why he's a heavy user of H-2B visas. He likes those. But now he's claiming he's using H-1B visas. But anyhow, Bernie Sanders comes out. And just and meanwhile, you know, Elon Musk is saying, no, we've got to have H-1B visas to bring in these tech workers, mostly from India, because we just don't have enough in America. And Bernie is calling BS. This is amazing. He says, billionaires like Elon Musk claim it is crucial to our economy, arguing that the United States faces a shortage of highly skilled engineers and technology professionals. They are dead wrong. The primary purpose, Bernie says, of H-1B visas and other guest worker programs is not to employ the best and brightest, but instead to replace American workers with lower paid workers from abroad who often live as indentured servants. The cheaper it is to hire guest workers, the more money the multimillionaire billionaire owners of these large corporations make. If there was truly a shortage of skilled tech workers in this country, Bernie writes, or for Fox News of all places, if there was truly a major shortage of skilled tech workers in this country, why did Tesla lay off over 7,500 American workers last year, including many software developers and engineers at its factory in Austin, Texas, while applying to hire thousands of H-1B guest workers? Together, Bezos, Musk, and Zuckerberg own more wealth than the bottom half of America. Billionaires are buying elections, and there's a greater concentration of ownership than at any time since the Gilded Age. Is that the society we want for our country? And then he goes on to say, this is oligarchy. Trump is a perfect example of that. You lie, you cheat, you steal. He was involved in over 4,000 lawsuits as a private businessman. He lied all the time. And then, you know, Bernie goes on to say, but we all love him because he's rich, or TV loves him, or the media loves him because he's rich. And does that make him a good person? It's kind of a, you know, mixed message, but yeah, H-1B visas. Really? We really need these things? Interesting stuff. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Up next, Ron in Huntington Beach, and then Michelle in Chicago, Bob in Tahlequah. We got a bunch of callers here. We'll be right back with you. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. You know, everyone gets busy in the new year, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. With discounts up to, get this, 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Wow! What are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. Plus, 98% of companies that stick with them for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go over to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, and I'll get you a free trial. So that's ShipStation.com, and for a free trial, use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, ShipStation.com, code Tom.
Oligarchs learn to play the game. Profit and silence, they're one and the same. It happened before, it happens again. History's warning, ignored by men. The lines get blurred, the truth fades away. As companies line up to pay to play. When corporations need all, democracy dies. Man speaks where the mighty bend and the humble grow weak. A check gets signed, the deal is done. The price of freedom, one by one.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ron in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great speaking with you. I was talking to your screener, and just the contrast between Carter and Reagan. And first of all, God bless President Carter for all the great things he's done. Yeah, and it just kind of got me this morning how you know Reagan kind of pulled the wool over a lot of our eyes. I mean, I was 8 years old when he was elected.
Yeah,
so. Thankfully, I dodged that bullet. Mm. But, you know, my viewpoint as a young person was like, gosh, he's so great. And, you know, he's talking to Russia and he's working things out with Gorbachev. And, you know, he's fighting for America. And meanwhile, he was, you know, wasn't he defunding, like, the mental institutions? And he was, like,
right, he was cutting. He cut school funding 20%. You know, and by the way, it was George Herbert Walker Bush who was working with Gorbachev and who oversaw. I mean, yes, Reagan did meet with Gorbachev and they did talk, but the end of the Soviet Union happened during the Bush senior administration, not the Reagan administration. Reagan gets all the credit for it. He just gave a good speech.
wow. Yeah. Oh,
it happened
yeah,
in 1991. Was, Reagan left office in 1988. At the end of 88.
Oh my gosh!
It's
yeah,
3 years later.
And that's the thing. When was the that must have coincided with you know right wing radio coming about, because it seems like at the time there was a vacuum for you know progressive.
Yeah. Reagan fast tracked Rupert Murdoch's citizenship, so that he could own television stations in the United States. And I believe Rush Limbaugh started his show in 86, might have been 87. I'd have to go back and look, but it was around that time. And that was the Reagan administration. And it was 86 that Reagan did away with the Fairness Doctrine. So I'm pretty sure it was 87 that Limbaugh started out. But yeah.
And you know, what's really funny, all of these years, I thought that I had at one time voted for a Republican and was responsible for voting a Republican into office, but I wasn't of voting age when George H.W. came to.
So we can't blame you for that one, right?
So I can't. Yeah, I was good. Like, oh my God, yeah. And the first person I voted for was Clinton.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, you know, Kerry didn't come to fruition. I was like really bummed about that. That was when I was first kind of, you know, really paying attention. But I really appreciate your show, and I just you know, God bless President Carter. I can't even believe it. So anyway,
I'm with you, Ron. Thank you. Good comments. Great comments. Thank you so much. Worth waiting for. Thank you so much. From Ron to Ron. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Well, one thing, if I could just reverse this for a second. In July the 16th in 1988, I was the producer for the final event of the Soviet-American Peace Walk across the United States, which I believe the current president had a great deal to do with, and under the banner of George Shultz.
So interesting.
That's not why I called, but I'm just commenting on that issue. As a fairness for that current president during that timeline.
Yeah, Joe Biden, Senator Biden at the time.
Not Biden. What was his name? Ronald Reagan or Reagan? What was that? That was who the president was.
Oh, I see. You're talking about Reagan. Okay. All right.
Yeah, 1988.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Got it.
That's what I'm talking about. His part in the Soviet relationships and friendship relationships. Those people came across country who visited everything we had, saw what we had, went back to the Soviet Union, and eventually there was a revolution.
Yeah, but you're right. You're right. Reagan should get some credit for that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll concede that.
No, but that's all I'm saying.
But the Berlin Wall didn't fall until George Bush was president.
That's right. That's right. And I remember that clearly.
I was there. I mean, I wasn't in Berlin. I was in Budapest, Hungary, the week that the wall fell. But, you know, we had East German refugees flooding into Hungary at the time.
We had a first phone, which we thought was a video phone, but it wasn't really a video phone at that time. It was a cell phone that basically went over there, and we could see still pictures coming back and forth from that. But I called specifically from my background at Hamilton Field and the closing base there, Air Force and Army Air Field Base. When I hear about these fires in Southern California, which my wife is from, and they went through it years ago, but those fires going on this long, that air pollution, it's well known that dioxins are created within the fires as well as other chemicals. Those people are bioaccumulating in their tissues those poisons.
Yeah, it's why the authorities are telling people to wear masks. We went through this a couple of years ago here in Portland when we had massive wildfires around here, and you couldn't. I mean, it was like a heavy fog. A year later we saw a spike in heart attacks and strokes. I mean, it's that particular pollution.
But that pollution also, as it can go into the fatty tissue, be stored as bioaccumulation, and go and trigger disease down the line, could be decades before. My issue on this particular subject goes to, like, East Palestine and their settlements trying to buy off the people before they will have a disease down the line from the bioaccumulation. And also in Georgia, the biolab fire and explosion there. These companies are trying to buy these people off at early stages, obviously, so they don't have to pay for the health care that's going to be down the line, which the government is going to have to care for. Now, what happens in Southern California when a year, 2 years, 10 years down the line or more, these people come down with something, and it's going to be the taxpayer's burden?
I ask this
one question. Why do corporations need a discount who are basically, in many of these accident cases, not rather than acts of God, responsible for those conditions that they expect the taxpayer to pay, and yet they want reductions in their taxes?
Well, and the fossil fuel industry wants another $600 billion subsidy this year. And my question is, why is nobody talking about the fossil fuel industry's complicity, arguably causing these fires in Los Angeles right now? Because, you know, the Santa Ana winds being as extreme as they are a consequence of global warming, the weakening of the jet stream. And the tropical storm, the first in history that Los Angeles had 16 months ago, was a consequence of global warming. And that caused an explosion in vegetation in areas that had just been, you know, like desert. And now that vegetation is on fire and it's spreading the fires. And now we've got, you know, the either the driest or the second driest winter, summer, excuse me, the last, 12 months, in the history of Los Angeles. I mean, like 0.2 inches, I think, was the rainfall. And again, this is the consequence of global warming, and global warming is the consequence of the fossil fuel industry dumping their pollution into our atmosphere and asking us to pay for it. Why is the fossil fuel industry?
The chemical industry. Well, the chemical industry, sir.
I'll give
right.
you it.
They're
I'll
all related, though. What I'm trying to say is you're right. Absolutely, because the chemical industry is what's supported by the pharma.
Well, the chemical industry, by and large, is the fossil fuel industry, because most of our chemicals are made from fossil fuels.
So that's the point.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm with you, Ron.
Appreciate it.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. We need to be talking about this. We really need to be talking about this. They knew, the fossil fuel industry knew in the 50s, they knew in the 60s, they knew in the 70s, they knew in the 80s. President Carter told us about it in the 70s. This was coming. And yet, we're all acting like, oh my God, look at something just happened in Los Angeles. I wonder why. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
50 years ago, we're predicting exactly what is happening right now. Possibly, this is inside.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name 1 year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
it's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Crossroads lie before us, the shadows grow so near. A path of light and liberty, or one ruled by fear. With banners raised in anger, the tyrants call their band, but the people hold the power. It's democracy's last stand. Will we rise? Oh,
that's before the hour, picking up your calls here. Michelle in Chicago. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. You're my May 1951 birthday brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my husband and I want you to know we listen to you almost every day, and we really enjoy your show.
Sweet.
I had two things I wanted to ask. One, well, talk about. One, you had the Dean Abadala on about Trump. And I guess the question I have is, allow Trump being president, what happens to Vance? Does he also get disallowed? That's a question, I guess, for later.
Yeah.
But the second
well,
thing
it's
is,
not going to happen, I guess. So it's an entirely academic exercise anyway, Michelle.
I know. Well, I'm hoping, I'm praying that 2025 and beyond is way better than we expect at this moment, that we have some surprises coming. So
me
that's
too.
My hope. But the other thing is that I got a message to say.
Michelle, your phone is breaking up, and I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm gonna put you on hold here, Michelle, and Jeremy can pick up the call and figure out what's going on. Let's make sure it's not on our end. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Okay, your phone is working, Bob, so it must be Michelle. We'll get back to her in a second. So, what's up?
No, I'll try to be quick. Hats and feathers to you, Tom and Dean. And I always like hearing what Bernie says. He's an honest man. And, we miss Jimmy Carter. We sure do. Yeah, he was the first president I voted for. And while I was standing in line, they announced that Reagan had won.
he was the first president that I voted for who became president. Because my first vote was against Nixon in 72. And then, against Ford, and finally Carter won.
Yeah, well, historical context here. We've lived through some hysterical times. I used to try to entertain my family by imitating President Johnson, and I don't know if they're entertained, but anyway. We've seen a lot of things, and I think, Oklahoma, for instance, and by the way, Happy New Year to you from the Cherokee Nation here.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Back at you.
Oklahoma's rated pretty poorly in the way of nutritional knowledge and so forth. And so we wonder how people can be making decisions for us. I just want to be quick here. The U.S. Declaration of Independence was the first law of the land.
Well, we weren't a nation at the time, so it wasn't the law. It was a proclamation.
It was the first law of the land passed by the Continental Congress, which established our nation as a nation.
But that was after the Revolutionary War. The Declaration preceded the Revolutionary War.
It is what it is.
Well,
we're all related.
It ratified the Revolutionary War. I think you could make an argument that the Revolutionary War had started about eight or nine months before the Declaration, but still.
No, I'm not an expert at anything, but When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
Bob, I'm going to have to ask you to stop reading from the Declaration and make your point, because I need to get a couple more calls in here and get back to Michelle.
My point is this, and C.S. Lewis has made this point. But, I mean, you know, we are what we are. We're all related, and we're going to keep talking.
Okay, so your point is we are what we are. Bob, thank you very much. Michelle in Chicago, you want to try it again?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
It's working now. Fine. Yeah.
Okay, so the second thing, the reason I called is I got posted on Raw Story a video of young, they look white people getting fired in areas of Illinois, but they were in, not Illinois, California.
In Los Angeles.
They were in Santa Monica.
Wow.
Yeah, getting fired.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got the video and the guy calling into the
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. Michelle, thanks for the heads up. Your phone's starting to break up again. Thanks so much for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Dan in Denver. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to give you what your missing piece from the discussion you had with Dean. And basically, the Supreme Court, they only accepted the one, they only ruled on the one issue, did the Colorado Supreme Court error in allowing and excluding him from the primary ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that because they said that there was no federal statute in place that didn't allow him to be on the ballot.
Correct.
Now, the coming to holding office is totally the opposite. There is a statute. I looked this up. Title 18, Section 2383.
Oh, yeah. It's a law against sedition.
Yeah.
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 No, sedition is a federal crime. You're right. A 20-year penalty.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, well, it's more than that. It's like, it says, whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United
You're
States.
You're absolutely right, Dan. Dan, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but thank you for that. That was a great contribution to the program. And my apologies to everybody else on hold. We'll, you know, tomorrow's Anything Goes Friday. So we'll have plenty of opportunities to talk. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253.
News from the center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join me to discuss the results of Justice Juan Merchan's sentencing of the president-elect, whatever that is. Plus, it's Friday. Tell us something good. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
You're the biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A ninth wildfire erupted in the Los Angeles area. A suspected arsonist is being interrogated in that blaze. Officials confirming two fatalities in the blaze in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, where more than 5,300 houses and other structures were destroyed, roughly half of the more than 10,000 that have burned. Around 180,000 people ordered to evacuate, 200,000 more told to be ready to evacuate. On a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court rejected President-elect Trump's bid to postpone Friday's sentencing on his hush money business fraud convictions at Mar-a-Lago.
So I'll do my little thing tomorrow. They can have fun with their political opponent. As you know, I'm under a gag order from a judge. This is a first.
The High Court on Friday will take arguments on whether TikTok must sell to a U.S.-approved owner or be shut down. Federal judge in Kentucky struck down the Biden's administration's Title IX rules expanding protections for LGBTQ students. This is ABC News. Abortion restrictions in some cities and counties in New Mexico have been